our first new formed merch church.
今天早上我非常高兴，我们是教是个新的教会第一次的聚会。
And I sense the presence of God is so powerful in our midst.
我知道神是丰满与我们同在。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's turn our Bible to Psalm 133.
我们一同打开诗篇133篇。
Or you can read the scripture in this big screen.
或者你在荧幕上可以看见。
Let's read in Chinese, English, or Cantonese, whatever language you can.
我们一同用自己的语言一同的来读。
我们一同来读。Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descends upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commands the blessing.Even life forevermore. Let's bow our head and pray again. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful and we are so excited that we can gather as one church before you to worship you.
今天我们是欢喜快乐的，一同的，好像一个教会来到你面前聚会敬拜你。
It is how good and how pleasant that we, brother and sister, we can dwell together in love and in unity.
这个是何等的善，何等的美，在一同的合一。
We pray that your Holy Spirit move in us and anoint us with all your blessings this morning.
求你圣灵用恩膏并丰满的祝福临到我们的身上。
We pray in Jesus' name.
是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In the psalm we just read, it is Christ.The love and unity upon the among the peoples of God.
刚才我们读的诗篇就是这个爱临到神的儿女们。
And they live in love and in unity.
他们是被爱被那个联合的生命所充满。
And we see what a great blessing they receive in their unity.
从这个联合里面，他们承受了很大的祝福。
And in verse 1, we hear a proclamation.Or an announcement, or even exclamation.
在第一节里面，我们听见一个好像宣告。
It is behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
他说：“看啊，弟兄和睦同聚是何等的善，何等的美。”
It is an exclamation. It's an announcement. Behold,
这个是很强力的一种宣告。看啊
because.It is not just a man's announcement, it's also God's announcement.
因为这个不单是人的宣告，那是神自己的宣告。
God himself is so pleasant because of the unity of his people.
神为着弟兄和睦同居，他非常的喜悦。
And in the original Hebrew, there's a word, an adverb, attached to the adjective good and pleasant. That adverb is rarely.
这个在希伯来的原文里面，他讲到这个何等的善，何等的美，里面有一个动词的说是非常稀有的。
It means that is how rarely that brethren they can dwell together in unity.
这是说到弟兄和睦同居是非常稀有的一件事情。
Yes, is how rarely that even husband and wife they cannot dwell.In unity.
甚至乎有时候夫妻也不是很容易和睦同居。
And that's why we find the divorce rate in United States is more than 50%.
所以你看见美国的离婚率是超过50%。
It's how rarely that laboring nation that can, they can dwell together in unity.
你们看见国家与国家之间也很难和睦同居。
So we can see from the news, there's war in Middle East, there's war in Lebanon.With the Israel.
所以我们看见在中东的国家里面，黎巴嫩、以色列常常有征战。
And actually, we find that the war in Middle East is a war between brethren.
我们也看见中东国家的打仗其实是弟兄之间的打架。
Because the Israelites and the Arab people, they are actually true brothers.
因为黎巴嫩的人跟那个以色列人本来就是兄弟。
both are the descendants of Ishmael and Isaac. They are both brothers.
他们同是从亚伯拉罕以撒那里，那个同是兄弟来的。
So you can see how rare it is that people can live and dwell together in unity.
所以我们看见弟兄和睦同居是非常稀有的一件事情。
And often it is so common that church they quarrel and they split.
在教会里面也常常有分裂有纷争
It's so rare to see church that they can unite and merge
教会能够联合的是非常难得的一件事
And praise God this morning our two churches can merge in love and in God to be one church
我们赞美神因为今天我们教会联合在一起是一件美事是神所喜悦的
And so that we can stand united together to show to the whole world thatWe are one in the Lord.
每次我们的合一是叫全世界的看见我们在主里面是合一的。
We did it.
我们做成了。
We can love each other.
我们是可以彼此相爱的。
We can follow Jesus' new commandment recorded in John 13:34.
我们是可以遵守主耶稣在约翰30跟34章里面所讲的。
John 13:34.
约翰三十跟
十三章。
哦
三十四节
What
is the new commandment of Jesus?
主耶稣的这个命令是什么
Do you know that? Just very simple sentence To love each other
主耶稣所讲的命令很简单就是你们要彼此相爱
As the Father loved me
好像父爱我一样
Let's repeat this To love each other 彼此相爱我们一同来说
我们彼此相爱
Yes In man's perspective, it's so difficult to love each other.
在人看来是很难彼此相爱。
But in God, by the love of God, we can love each other.
但靠着神，我们可以真正的彼此相爱。
Yes, it's very difficult to love each other.
是非常相爱是非常困难的。
Even in this church,
有时候在教会里面。
We have so many different.
我们在教会里面有很多不同的地方。
We have different language.
不同的语言。
Who speak Mandarin here?Your common language Mandarin.
这里有谁讲国语
We have a lot of people speaking in Mandarin. How about in Cantonese?
讲广东话的
Yeah, also a lot. Or your common language is only English.
或者是英文
Okay, or the young people, we speak English. Yeah, our language different.
我们言语上有问题
And our background different.
我们的背景不一样
Who you are come from mainland China?
谁从中国来的
Yeah, we are a lot. And who from Hong Kong?Yeah, we have some. I'm from Hong Kong. Hallelujah.
香港来的。
And who is from Taiwan?
台湾来的。
Yeah, also a lot. So we come from different country and different background.
我们从不同的背景、不同的地方来。
And also we live in different areas in Bay Area.
在这个湾区里面，我们也住在不同的地方。
And I know some live in San Francisco. Who live in San Francisco?
知道有些从三藩市来的。
Also a lot. And who live in Daly City?
有谁是从 Daly City 来的
？Yeah, a lot.And how about Auckland? Should be more, yes, more from Auckland.
Auckland 来的。
And also from South Bay, around San Jose. Who is from San Jose? I'm from San Jose.
San Jose 来的。
Yes. So we live in different area, and we are from different places.
我们住在不同的地区。
And in man's perspective,
从人看来
it's quite difficult to be united in one church.
要联合是很难很难的事情。
From the beginning, 2 months ago, I pray and talk to Pastor Chen and Pastor Agnes. We are thinking, by God's will, we should merge, but our brothers and sisters, they live and scattered so in so many different places. How can we do it?
两个月前我们谈到联合的时候，我们就讨论到这个问题，弟兄姐妹住得那么远。
But by God's love and God's vision, we all are willing to come here in San Jose. Hallelujah!
是靠着神的爱并神的这个意向，叫我们联合在一起。
So when people hear this testimony, they are so surprised. How can you do it?
所以有人听见这个见证的时候，他们觉得没有可能的事情。
How can you travel and drive for 1 hour just to come to the church?
有谁会愿意要开车一个小时来聚会？
But I tell you, people in mainland China, they walk 4 or 5 hours just for one meeting.
但会告诉你，在中国大陆里面聚会
，walking, not driving.
人会走4-5个小时的路去聚会。
Because the love of God.
因为就是神的爱。
And someone asks, what is Christianity about?
有人问基督教究竟是为着什么
What is Christianity about?
基督教的敬意在哪里？
It is all about love, the love of God.
是完全敬意在神的爱的里面。
And what is heaven about?
天堂是敬意在哪里？
Also, it is all about love.
天堂也完全是为着爱。
So once a Christian got a dream to visit the hell and the heaven.
所以有一个人，他有一个从异象里面进到看见天堂跟地狱。
He visited the hell first.
他先去地狱。
And he saw that all the people, they are so sad, they are not happy, and they are hungry.
看见很多人很肚子饿，很痛苦在那里。
And they push each other and they fight each other.
他们彼此的相争。
They have food, but they cannot eat.
他们有食物，但是没有办法吃。
Because they have the long fork, long spoon, and long chopstick, and they cannot feed themselves.
因为他们的所有的餐具都是非常长的，没有办法自己喂自己。
They have food, but they're hungry.
所以有食物，但是没有办法吃。
And then the man, the Christian, went up to heaven and see that everyone is so happy and so joyous and so content.
然后这个人也同样到天堂上去，他看见所有都很快乐，很满足。
And the Christian found that the same thing, they have long spoon, long fork, and long chopstick, not fighting each other.
他们也看见他们都是筷子啊啊，条筋都很强的。
But they use the long chopstick and spoon to feed each other.
但是他们用很长的筷子去彼此喂大家。
So they are so happy, they are so content, they are so full with food.
所以他们都吃饱了，很快乐。
So what is heaven?
所以天堂是什么？
What is hell?
地狱是什么？
Hell is a place without love.
地狱就是没有爱存在的地方。
And what is heaven?
天堂是什么？
What is church?
教会是什么？
It's a place with love.
就是有充满爱的地方。
So today we are so thankful we can gather together because we have love. We have the love of God in our heart.
所以今天我们欢喜快乐，我们可以相聚在一起，就是完全因为神的爱在我们的心里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now we look at the second point.
我们看
the foundation of love and unity.
第二点就是爱与合一的见证。这个基础
Why the Israelite God's people they can live together in love and in unity?
为什么以色列人里面有人可以彼此和睦同居？
How does it happen?
是为何什么缘故？
If you have your Bible, you watch the introduction of this psalm.
如果 你读有圣经的时候，你留意这个圣经前面的引言。
What is the introduction?
那个引言是什么？
Let's read in Chinese.大卫上行之诗 Let's read together
是大卫上行之诗
What does it mean?
这个意思是什么样的
It's a song of actions
这是一种的上行他们上去瞧见的那个小诗
Yes, it's a song that they sing when they are ascending to the Mount of Zion to God's temple to worship and they sing this song
他们去山上瞧见这个圣殿里面瞧见神的时候上去的时候所唱的诗歌
So why the people God they can dwell together in unity
为什么只是人可以和睦同居
Because they are coming to Jerusalem with one purpose to worship the same God they have
因为他们同有一个意向就是来到耶路撒冷里面瞧见上帝
They have the same vision
同一个意向
They have the same conviction
同一个感动
Yahweh is God
他们的神就是耶和华
and they are God's holy people living in a way to glorify God in love and in unity
所以他们是属神的子民一同的和睦同聚
as it is commanded in Exodus 19:6 they are God's holy people
在出埃及记里面十九章第六节里面讲到他们是神的子民
God chose them and call them and they can live a holy life to glorify God in love and in unity
神是拣选以色列人去活着一个圣洁跟充满爱的彼此相爱的生活去荣耀神的
and today why our two churches can merge and unite in love
所以今天我们两个教会为何能够联合彼此相爱
And in man's perspective, it's so difficult, it's almost impossible.
在人看来是没有可能的事情。
But we can unite.
但是我们可以做得到。
Because we have the same God, we have the same vision.
因为我们有同一个上帝，同一个意象。
We have the same vision that we believe in the end time, and it's God's highest will that the church can unite.
我们同有一个意象，因为我们相信在末后的日子里面是神最高的旨意，要教会合一。
As we just read in John chapter 17, the last prayer of Jesus.
我们在约翰十四章里面看见主耶稣最后的祷告。
For four times Jesus prayed for the unity of the church.
主耶稣有四次谈到教会里面的合一。
And we believe that we can fulfill Jesus' prayer by uniting together.
我们相信我们的联合是可以成全主耶稣的祷告。
And it is the will of God, it's the present and highest will of God that we can be united.
是神的旨意，也是神自己的能力，叫我们可以合一。
And second, we have the same vision that we believe in the power and the gift of the Holy Spirit.
第二点，我们有同一个意向呢，就是我们一同相信圣灵的恩膏跟能力。
Not just by our word, not just by our deed or good behavior.
不单单是我们所做的好事情跟我们讲的话。
We have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们是要被圣灵所充满。
So that we have the power and the gift of the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel to the non-believers.
所以我们有圣灵所赐的能力，可以把福音全传开。
That is our same conviction.
这个也是我们同一个感动。
And the third vision, we believe God is going to do a big thing, a big revival in San Jose.
第三点，我们有同一个意向呢，就是我们相信神会在 San Jose 一个地方做一个很大的复兴。
Why the whole church from Oakland, Fremont come down to San Jose?
为什么欧伦教会要来到 San Jose 那么远？
Because we pray and we believe that God is going to do a big thing, a big revival in San Jose. Hallelujah!
在我们一同的祷告里面，我们一同的看见神要在复兴这个 San Jose 的地方。
We believe that because of the revival, we can transform the whole city, San Jose.
我们相信这个复兴会改变这个 San Jose 的城市。
And from San Jose, we can send the armies of God to many, many nations and to China.
从 San Jose 的地方被复兴以后，可以差派很多神国度的精兵去全世界，甚至是中国。
And the fourth conviction we share together.
第四个同一个感动。
As we believe in the biblical model of G12 for the growth of the church.
我们也一同相信这个圣经里面的原则，讲到那个 G12 的那个原则。
What is G12 model?
这个 G12 是什么？这个模式是什么样的？
It means the disciple group that Jesus used to train his 12 disciples.
So, 是不是基于主耶稣怎么去建立他十二个门徒所创
造？ The emphasis of Jesus' ministry is not on work, not on all the projects, but he emphasized on the people, on the 12 disciples.
主耶稣的工作，他的重点不是单单是做很多的事情，乃是他要建立这个十二个门徒的。
He trained the 12 disciples and sent them out as apostles. So one day when Jesus left the world, the 12 apostles can still continue Jesus' work.
主耶稣是训练这十二个门徒，叫他们成为使徒。当主耶稣被升天的时候，就可以差派这个十二个门徒去做使徒。
So we believe in the G12 group.
所以我们相信这个 G12 的模式。
The 12members in the group has to be trained to be disciples and apostles.
我们相信我们需要训练这个十二个人要成为使徒。
So from one group we can have 12 other groups.
以后他们从这样子可以扩散出去，还有十二个队。
So the mission of this church is to make disciples.
所以这个教会里面的意向就是要建立这个门徒。
Not to have many projects, many meetings, and many ministries.
我们的主要目的不是要有很多的聚会，有很多的事情去做。
Our goal, our purpose is people-oriented.
我们是非常注重训练门徒。
To train us so that we can be an apostolic church.
我们有经过训练，我们就成为使徒性的教会。
So apostolic church is not a pastor, they are high apostle.
这个在这个使徒性的教会不是牧师高高在上的。
The apostle are the congregations.
这个门徒，这个使徒就是那个会众。
So each of the believer will be trained to be disciple and then to be an apostle sending out to the marketplace.
我们每一个人都要经过训练，叫我们成为神的使徒，可以在外边为主做工。
So you can be an apostle and set and establish a church in your company.
就是你在你的公司岗位上，也可以自己的建立你的教会。
And you can establish a church in your own family.
在你的家庭里面，你们也可以自己建立你们的教会。
So that you can be a family pastor.
所以你会成为家牧，家庭里面的牧师。
And this is our vision.
这个是我们看见的意象。
We want to build each of you to be disciples and to be apostles.
我们希望把你们都建立起来，成为神的使徒。
And this is the same vision we share.
这个就是我们所谈论到的一种意象。
That's how we can unite.
就是因为这些意象相同的缘故，我们连在一起。
And the third point, let's look at the blessing.Of love and unity.
第三点就是我们这个合一带来的祝福。
Let's go back to the Bible in verse 2, Psalm 133.
我们再回到圣经里面的33篇诗篇。
When the people of Israelite, they dwell in unity, it is so precious, so good, that's like the ointment being anointed on the head of Aaron.
当神的儿女们合一为一的时候，这是何等美的事情，好像这个膏油倒在阿伦的头上。
And who is Aaron?
这个阿伦代表什么？
Aaron is the high priest.
阿伦就是大祭司。
Aaron is being anointed with the precious ointment to be the high priest of God.
阿伦被膏立成为大祭司的时候，神是用这个膏油倒在他的头上。
So the ointment representHoly Spirit, it is Holy Spirit who anoint and install Aaron to be the high priest.
这个膏油代表这个圣灵，是圣灵安立膏抹阿伦成为大祭司。
So we can see that when we are in love and in unity, the Holy Spirit will anoint us with all the gifts and the power.
所以当我们彼此和睦同居的时候，我们会知道这个圣灵会膏抹我们每个人。
So you want to be filled by Holy Spirit is not just going to the spiritual conference and ask the pastor to lay hands on you to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
你们要被圣灵充满，不是要去什么大聚会，让人按手在你头上来圣灵充满。
It's here when you can dwell and live in love and unity, then the Holy Spirit will anoint the church, fill the church.
神的教会里面，如果我们真的可以彼此和睦同居的话，神这个膏油，圣灵的膏油就会充满我们。
So if you have time, you can turn your Bible to Acts chapter 1, 14 and Acts chapter 2, verse 1.
如果有时候
you funded the disciples and apostles, they are filled by the Holy Spirit.
你可以翻，如果有时候翻到这个使徒行传第21章。
第二章第一节。
第二章第一节。
And also Acts chapter 1, verse 14.
加上使徒行传第十四
章。
第一章第十四节。
Okay, let's turn the Bible. We can read this verse together. It's so important in Acts chapter 1.
我们一同来读这个《使徒行传》第一章里面非常重要的经文。
Acts chapter 1, verse 14.
第十四节。
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother Jesus, and with the brethren.
十四节里面讲到，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄都同心合一的恒切祷告。
And in chapter 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
在第二章里面讲到，这个五旬节的日子，他们都是一同心合一的聚在一起。
How come the Holy Spirit?Descend and anoint and fill the apostles.
我们看见圣灵为什么要充满那些使徒们？
为什么 ？Why？
为什么
？Because they pray in one accord. They dwell together in unity and in love.
因为他们是和睦同在一聚在一同，并且他们是恒切祷告。
If they are not dwelling in one accord, the Holy Spirit will not fill them.
如果他们不是同在一处，圣灵不会充满他们。
So we can see the first blessing of unity and love.
所以我们看见这个合一里面第一个的祝福。
That as we can be filled and anointed by the Holy Spirit.
我们会被圣灵所膏抹所充满。
Then we can receive the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
我们会领受圣灵里面的恩赐。
And I still remember many years ago when I was in college in Taiwan.
我还记得很多年前我在台湾的大学。
At that time, I was the president of the youth fellowship in the church.
那个时候我是在那个年轻人的聚会里面的领道。
And then one night, our co-workers gathered together in a mountain to have a retreat together.
所以有一天我们的同工们就一同的聚在这山上。
About 12 of us, 13 of us.
有十三个人在山顶上聚会。
And we pray in one accord for the revival of the church, for the revival of Taiwan, and for the revival of China.
我们那个时候一同心合意的为着台湾祷告，为着中国的复兴祷告。
We pray really in love. We love the people. We love the lost soul.
我们在爱里面，为爱灵魂的缘故，我们彼此的横切祷告。
And you know what happened?
你知道发生什么事情
？We experienced the same thing that happened.In Pentecost,
我们就经历在五旬节那天所经历的一样事情。
We pray in one accord.
我们是同心合意的祷告。
We pray in tears.
我们是流泪的祷告。
And suddenly the Holy Spirit anoint us and fill us, and we speak in tongues, we sing in spiritual songs, and we saw visions.
突然之间，圣灵就临到我们的身上，我们就看见异象，我们讲方言，我们唱灵歌。
And we are all filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人都被圣灵所充满。
And after that time, my whole life changed.
从那个时候开始，我整个生命改变。
And most of the college students in that group now they are all pastors. Hallelujah.
在那个聚会的里面的，现在很多已经成为牧师。
And some in Korea as pastor, in Hong Kong, in Taiwan, in Australia, in United States.
有些在韩国，在香港，在美国，在欧洲。澳洲
So we see that there's enough and unity, then the Holy Spirit will fill us.
我们看见在这个和睦同聚里面，圣灵会充满我们。
So we will receive the anointing from the Holy Spirit, just like the ointment and oil falling upon the head of Aaron.
我们会领受从上头来这个恩膏，好像这个膏油倒在亚伦的头顶上。
So that we can be a spirit-filled church.
我们会成为圣灵所充满的教会。
And the second blessing,
第二个祝福
is in verse 3.
这是在第三节里面
所讲的。The dews and the rain from the Mount Hermon will come upon Mount Zion.
这好像黑门山的甘露降在石岸上。
You know where is Mount Hermon?
你知道黑门山在哪里？
It's in the northern part of Mount Zion.
这是在石岸山的北边。
And this mountain is very high, about 6,900 feet.
这个是
九百
尺的一个高山。
And at the top of the mountain is most of the time is low with snow, so it's also called the White Mountain.
所以在山顶上常常有雪，所以他们也看到。
So when the hot air come to the Mount Hermon, they condense and form clouds.
所以当这个炎热的风吹到这个黑门山的上边的时候，他们就会有一种的云。
And then the north wind will blow occasionally the clouds to the southern part and descend on Jerusalem and the southern part.
有时候这个偶然这个风会从北方吹来，降在这个耶路撒冷的山上。
And in the southern part, it's so hot, it's so dry. So when the rains come, it's a real material blessing.
所以，但是在这个耶路撒冷的那个南边是非常炎热、很干燥的。所以这个干燥甘露来的时候非常好。
So we can see that when we love and united together, we can experience God's material blessing upon the congregation.
这个是表示我们这么彼此相爱的时候，神会在肉身的事情上面祝福我们。
When we pray for each other, we love each other, we can experience God's blessing.
当我们彼此相爱、彼此代求的时候，我们可以承受神的祝福。
And this rain and dew, we can see that there is also a spiritual meaning in it.
Spiritual
meaning in
it. 这个黑门山的甘露里面也有这个灵意在里面。
Because when the rains come to the dry and dead land, the land will have life and will have plant.
因为当这个雨来到那个干燥的干旱的地方，那个地就会生产各样的出产。
So what is this spiritual rain?
这个属灵的甘雨是什么样？
What can make this dying and lost world will have life and believers.
这个叫地上这个干旱的世界，从哪里来的生命？
It is from the word of God, from the gospel.
那是从神自己的福音。
So we see that this ring is actually in a spiritual sense.
从上爱的里面，我们就有能力，就让神的话、神的道、福音传出去。
If we don't love each other, we fight with each other. How can we have the love to preach the gospel to the outside world?
所以，当我们不可以彼此相爱的时候，我们就没有这个爱，去有能力的。
So we find that the greatest blessing of love and unity is that we can have the power.To preach out the gospel to the world.
所以其中一个我们彼此相爱的所领受的祝福，就是我们有这个能力把福音神话传出去。
We can be a mission-filled church.
我们会成为一个圣灵所充满的教会。
Mission-filled.
一个使命有使命感的充满的教会。
So you find that these two blessings—spiritual-filled church and mission-filled church—these two blessings are always.Side by side with each other.
你看见这个有这个起有这个圣灵充满的教会，跟这个有使命的教会是两个同时出现的。
So you find at the Pentecost when the disciples are filled by the Holy Spirit.
你们看见五旬节里面使徒们被圣灵所充满。
They are not just enjoying the feeling of being filled by Holy Spirit so good, and they just stay there doing nothing.
所以他们也不是在哪里享受圣灵充满的好处。
You find that when the disciples are filled by the Holy Spirit, Peter and the other apostles, they stood up and preached the gospel to all other people.
所以你看见他们被圣灵所充满的时候，彼得就站起来，跟他十二个门徒一同站起来，
全讲
神的话，哪天五千人信主。
So being filled by the Holy Spirit and mission filled, these two things happen together.
所以被圣灵所充满，带着神的使命，是个两件事情是同行的。
And that's why in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus promised that when the Holy Spirit come upon you, you will receive the power to have the witness till to the end of the world.
所以主耶稣在使徒行传第一章第八节里面就讲到，圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力，把那个福音传出去。
And this is our vision.
这个就是我们的意向。
And this is our prayer.
也是我们的祷告。
And this is the reason why our two churches merged together.
这个也是为什么我们两个教会要合一。
Because we believe in the promise and the blessing of Psalm 133.
因为我们相信诗篇133篇里面所讲到那个祝福。
When we brother and sister we dwell together in unity and in love,
弟兄和睦同居的时候，
and it is the best testimony to the whole world.
这是给世界上最好的神国度的见证。
We can follow and obey the new commandment of Jesus to love each other.
我们也会遵守主耶稣所讲的彼此相爱的命令。
And also the foundation of love and unity is because we have the same God, same vision, and same conviction.
这个爱跟合一的基础，我们是建立在同一个意向跟同一个感动的里面。
And when we are in love and in unity, we believe we will receive the great blessing of God.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，我们就会领受神所赐的祝福。
And you will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
你也会被圣灵所充满。
And you will.Be filled with God's mission, God's great commission to preach the gospel to other people.
你会被神的话所充满，要把福音传给其他的人。
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Should we all stand up and we can pray together? Hallelujah.
我们一同的洗礼，一同的祷告。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.好了，亲爱的天父，我们站在你的面前，主啊，我们真的承认我们的软弱，我们的罪，我们的亏欠。
Dear Heavenly Father, we stand before you and we admit that we have sinned against you.
多少时候我们不能彼此相爱
？For many times we cannot love one another.
我们不能在家中彼此相爱
？We cannot love each other at home.
我们不能在公司彼此相爱。
We cannot love each other at work.
我们也不能够在教会里面彼此相爱。
And we did not love in another each other in love in church.
主啊，赦免我们。
Forgive us.
主啊，我们真的是亏欠你的荣耀。
Because we have fallen short of your glory.
主啊，你给我们的新命令。
This is your command.
我们要彼此相爱。
We have to love one another.
主啊，因为你应许我们。
And you promise us.
当我们弟兄姐妹和睦同居的时候，是何等的善，何等的美。
And when we brother and sister love one another, is pleasing.
就好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上。
It's almost like the oil anoint upon Aaron's head.
我们都能够被圣灵充满。
We will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那好比那甘露从黑门山降在锡安上。
And it will be like the dews from Mount Hermon all the way into
Mount Zion. We
will have all the blessing.
We will become a gospel blessing to people.
And we also become the channel of blessing to channel out the blessing to others.
主啊，使用我们。
Lord, use us.
使用丰收圣徒教会。
Use Harvest Holy Ground Church.
是一个不一样的教会。
So make us become a different church.
一个愿意爱神爱人的教会。
It's a church that's willing to love God and love man.
一个被圣灵充满的教会。
A church that's filled by the Holy Spirit.
一个被你的大使命充满的教会。
And a church that's carrying a great mission.
使用我们。
Use us, Lord.
Hallelujah. 赞美你，赞美。
Praise Lord.
Hallelujah. 当我们站在神的面前。
When we stand before God.
神的灵，神的话感动你。
And the word of God touches us.
你愿意彼此相爱。
Are you asking us, do you want to love one another?
你愿意在神的面前应许说，我愿意能够在这个教会里面彼此相爱。
It's telling us, are you willing to love one another in this church?
虽然有很多的不同。
Even though we have much differences.
但是我愿意坚持彼此相爱。
But if we pursue after this love,
为了你的荣耀,
it's for your glory,
为了你的见证,
it's for your testimony,
我们愿意放下的自己的想法,
and we want to lay down our thinking,
甚至放下我们自己的感觉,
and lay down our own liking,
放下我们自己的不方便,
lay down all the inconvenience,
能够彼此相爱,
so we can love one another.
有这样的弟兄姊妹, 你可以在神的面前对神说，我要彼此相爱。Hallelujah.
And we can say to one another, we will love one another.
举起我们的右手向神说，我愿意彼此相爱。
You raise up our right hand and say, Hallelujah. We will to love one another.
Hallelujah. 赞美主。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is a pledge that we made before God. Hallelujah.
这是我们向神的面前一个预言，一个的
许愿。
Hallelujah.
主啊，你看到举手的每位弟兄姊妹。
And Lord, you see those who raise up their hand.
按照你的应许
according to your promise.
圣灵啊，我们仰望你，你现在就降临充满我们。Hallelujah,
shakala la bashakala. We look upon you. May you descend upon all of
us. 大大的浇灌我们，充满我们。Shakala.
Fill us
all. 要你的爱来充满我们。Oh, 要你的能力来充满我们。你的恩赐来充满我们。
Fill this church with gifts.
Shakala la bashakala la bashakala. Oh, 让我们来同声来赞美我们的主。Hallelujah, 赞美主。Hallelujah. 献上我们的祷告。好，献上我们的赞美，献上我们的感谢。Oh, 让神的灵来浇灌充满我们。
Fill this church.
Shakala.哦，让我们成为一个圣灵充满的教会。哈利路亚！哦，没有圣灵的充满，我们没有能力为主做见证。让我们大大张口，神的灵来充满我们。
We will not have the power to preach. We need the filling of the Holy Spirit.
哦，主耶稣，我们赞美你。
We praise the name of Jesus.
哦，来浇灌我们。哦，这是你的应许。哦，主啊，哦，你的圣灵。哦，主啊。如同了贵重的油浇灌在我们当中。
And the Holy Spirit shall come upon like an anointed oil.
Hallelujah. 好，主，我们赞美你，不但你的圣灵充满我们。
Not only that, you filled us with the Holy Spirit.
你的大使命也充满我们。
You give us this great commission.
哦，让我们能够把福音的恩语带到这个死亡干旱的世界。
So we can bring forth the rain of the gospel to the dry, desolate land.
使用我们。
Use us, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
哦，主耶稣，你看到在你面前举手的每位弟兄姊妹，主啊，你就使用他们成为你大使命的使徒。
You look at all those brothers and sisters that raise up their hand, Lord, you use them to become
apostles.
Send them into different positions to glorify your name.
Hallelujah.
We will build churches in the workplace. We will build churches in the home.
我们要看到许多许多被圣灵充满的教会被建立起来。
We want to see many many spirit filled church being built.
Hallelujah, 赞美主, Hallelujah. 赞美主, Hallelujah, 赞美你, Hallelujah, 赞美你, Hallelujah, 赞美你, 感谢主, Hallelujah, 赞美你, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 赞美你, Hallelujah. 我请郑牧师为刚才举手的每位弟兄姊妹来祷告。
亲爱的，我们把自己放在你的面前。哈利路亚。我们所有的不多，但是我们愿意完全的放在你的祭坛上。主啊，求你的火就将在祭坛上，悦纳我们的心灵里面所奉献上去的。主啊，我们没有你，我们不可以做什么。我们切切的需要你，唯有你可以充满我们，唯有你可以差遣我们，唯有你可以赐给我们能力为你做工。 主啊，我们非常的需要你。所以我们把我们几个这些人都把自己放在祭坛上的时候，主啊，你悦纳他们的心，悦纳他们的奉献。主啊，你的膏油降在他们的身上，叫他们有能力做主的见证。哈利路亚，感谢主，请坐。Please be seated。请坐。
After we receive the word of God and the message of God, we now come together. Before the Holy Communion table, we're going to receive the body and the blood of Jesus.
我们现在讲完到我们一同的来领受主的饼跟主的杯。
As one family, we surround this holy table to partake in this holy communion.
我们围着这个饼跟杯，我们好像是一个家人，一家人。
Let's listen to the word of God.
我们看神的话语怎么讲。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do so the Lord's death till he comes. Whenever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. 让我们预备我们的心，领受主的饼跟杯。